Reindeer games. I almost didn't try out for the Reardon basketball team. I just figured I wasn't going to be good enough to make even the C squad. And I didn't want to get cut from the team. I didn't think I could live through that humiliation. But my dad changed my mind. "Do you know about the first time I met your mother?" he asked. "You're both from the res," I said, "so it was on the res, big duh. But I only moved to this res when I was 5 years old." "So? So your mother is 8 years older than me. And there's a partridge in a pear tree. Get to the point, Dad." "Your mother was 13, and I was 5 when we first met. And guess how we first met?" "How?" "She helped me get a drink from a water fountain." "Well, that just seems sort of gross," I said. "I was tiny," Dad said, "and she boosted me up so I could get a drink. And imagine, all these years later, and we're married and have 2 kids. What does this have to do with basketball?" "You have to dream big to get big." "That's pretty dang optimistic for you, Dad." "Well, you know, your mother helped me get a drink from the water fountain last night, if you know what I mean." And all I could say to my father was, "Ooh." "That's one more thing people don't know about Indians. We love to talk dirty." Anyway, I signed up for basketball. On the first day of practice, I stepped onto the court and felt short, skinny, and slow. All of the white boys were good. Some were great. I mean, there were some guys that were 6'6" and 6'7". Roger the Giant was strong and fast and could dunk. I tried to stay out of the way. I figured I'd die if he ran me over. But he just smiled all the time, played hard, and slapped me hard on the back. We all shot basketballs for a while, and then Coach stepped onto the court. 40 kids immediately stopped bouncing and shooting and talking. We were silent, snap, just like that. "I want to thank you all for coming out today," Coach said. "There are 40 of you, but we only have room for 12 on the varsity and 12 on the junior varsity." I knew I wouldn't make those teams. I was C squad material for sure. "In other years, we've also had a 12-man C squad," Coach said. "But we don't have the budget for it this year. That means I'm going to have to cut 16 players today." 20 boys puffed up their chests. They knew they were good enough to make either the varsity or the junior varsity. The other 20 shook their heads. We knew we were cuttable. "I really hate to do this," Coach said. "If it were up to me, I'd keep everybody. But it's not up to me, so we're just going to have to do our best here, okay? You play with dignity and respect, and I'll treat you with dignity and respect, no matter what happens, okay?" We all agreed to that.